Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our WOSU Fall Membership Drive. More about that in just a moment. This time of year, the sky is darker, the moon is bigger and brighter, and the shadows it casts are longer when things that go bump in the night jolt our senses and make us think twice about wandering around a cemetery. Unless you're with a guide from the Columbus Landmarks Foundation. We're talking about some of Columbus's favorite haunts today. Joining us is Tom Betty. He's an author, historian, and chair of the Education Committee for the Columbus Landmarks Foundation. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much. Not the chair anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm former board member, but that's okay.
They got to update that stuff. And also, Doreen Juha-Sauer, former teacher.
Yes.
Historian and education outreach.
Yes.
Coordinator, director for the Columbus Landmarks Foundation. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. We'd like you to remember that listener support is the most important part of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678 for a membership of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you can get a very special offer. Get two tickets for a WOSU public media exclusive haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. The tour is this Thursday, October 21st, and is a twilight walking tour. Ooh. You and a guest will walk in the oldest sections of Greenlawn Cemetery, hearing stories of those who rest there, and hear the ghostly stories of those who may still wander elsewhere. The tour runs from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. Don't miss this great event. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 that will get you two reservations on the tour. Make a gift now at 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Text the word give to that same number, 866-897-9678. Everyone who attends the tour will go home with a special WOSU treat at the end of the night, too. We have a limited number of tickets available for this tour, so make your gift now and secure your spot. This is listener-supported public radio. We cannot bring you this show without listener support. The news is important, but it's also vital to take a break from the news, and that is what we're doing today. We're talking about ghostly things with Halloween just around the corner. These shows are important, too. It's important to have fun and learn something about history along the way. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And once again, my guests this hour, Tom Betty and Doreen Juha-Sauer, both from Columbus Landmarks Foundation. We're talking about things that go bump in the night. Now, Tom, you're kind of a believer, and Doreen, you're not.
Not really. Although I give it a lot of room to want to believe. And I've been around when some odd things have happened, but I seem to be like Teflon. It goes away.
And nothing ever happens to me, so I don't know if I'm a believer or not.
What do you mean nothing ever happens to you? I thought you had something scary happen once.
Well, I view it as just, you know, gravity and circumstance and coincidence.
But okay, Mr. Logic.
There has been a few things on some of our tours that have been a little weird, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
Well, one of the questions, I guess, that is always good to start out with is whether or not Columbus is a scary place, or is it spooky? Is it a haunted place in general, or is it known for it, Doreen?
You know, it's interesting you ask that because I was thinking about this the other day when we started the tours at Landmarks, which are so many years ago. I think we are the oldest tour company of ghosts and old places. I never would have expected, for instance, that Town Street and Franklin Avenue and places like that were just a nexus, a crossroads. It was, and what's funny is a lot of those are all buried in the same section of Greenlawn. I'm on the board of trustees for Greenlawn, too. And it's like, you people just keep hanging out like neighbors, don't you? You're constantly running into each other. So I think there are more stories here than in most places. And But then again, I don't really have anything to compare to. Or either that or we're just all older, so we know more than other cities do.
Yeah, well, as you've done the done the work that you do as historians, too, and for Columbus Landmarks, you learn something new all the time, right?
Sure, right. Yeah. I kind of look at what we do as we're detectives. Sometimes we scour through newspaper articles, and we see some things that are, oh, well, that's interesting. And then we hear some folk stories, and we kind of connect all the dots. And so I kind of look at the work that Doreen and I have done over the last 15 years with Columbus Landmarks and Columbus History, at least together. Doreen's been doing this for much longer. It's detective work.
As a gentle way of Tom making sure that everyone knows I'm older enough to be his mother. And my husband and I are sort of the adopted parents since his parents left for Florida. So, yeah. Point made,
yeah, it
Tom.
It was very sweet.
I was being diplomatic. She takes everything the wrong way.
You know, before we went on the air, we were talking about all the development around 14th and 15th mm-hmm. and across from off of High in the right. University area and University District. And I was wondering if anybody's shared any stories with you about any kind of restlessness from that?
What's interesting is that I have done this tour before. This is not the appropriate time to do it, but it's sort of like stories you don't tell parents of freshmen and about High Street and about some of the things coming and going, because you're right. I mean, the stories come down. I think probably of all of them, some of the best known are the old Kappa Sig house, the Neal Mansion at Indianola. And those have been legendary. And I knew people years and years ago who were frat boys there in the 1930s who had experiences, and also met someone whose mother had been on the Underground Railroad and hidden in that building. And she had vivid memories, and she told the boys this in 1933-34. So you wind up collecting stories. And the other day, I was in UDF at Hudson in Indianola, and the clerk was telling me about a house she lived in a couple blocks away and things that went bump in the night. So, yeah. But, you know, when you live in the university area, you expect things to go bump in the night and weird things to happen. So it never shuts down. We live there because you can get pizza all night long.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This hour of All Sides is about the haunting, excuse me, history of Columbus and some haunting people with a tie to Columbus and Greenlawn Cemetery. And you're listening during our fall membership drive. Support a talk show that is truly local. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And for this hour, we're offering you a special thank you gift. For $12.50 a month as a sustainer, get two tickets for a WOSU public media exclusive haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery with our guests today, Doreen Neuhaus-Sauer and Tom Betty of the Columbus Landmarks Foundation. They do a great job. We did it a few years ago, and it was
great fun.
It was so much fun, and it was just great fun to see, you know, all the members of WOSU too, mm-hmm. and getting them together and everything. It's always a lot of fun to get together with our members. This walking tour will explore several ghostly sites in the oldest sections of the cemetery. Join us Thursday, October 21st at 5:30 p.m. That's this Thursday. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience just for WOSU members. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer for two tickets or a one-time gift of $150. And we have a limited number of tickets. Get that gift in early if you want to go. I hope you'll go. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I'll be there with my producer, Marcus Charleston. We're really looking forward to it. After the tour, each guest will go home with a delightful WOSU treat. No trick-or-treating required. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive event. The tour will be led by our local historians, Tom Betty and Dory Neuhaus-Sauer, and Randy Rogers, who is executive director of Greenlawn and knows a lot of his own stories as well. And remember, not only do you get to attend this great outdoor event, but you will be supporting public radio with your gift. We are listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners like you to give what you can during these membership drives. If you have never given to WOSU before, we're asking you to become a member today. Make the move from being a listener to being a member. It will only take a few minutes, but the benefits last for a long time. Every time you turn on the radio, you will know that you are one of the people helping to make public radio happen. Your investment today is an investment in your future listening and will allow someone else to discover 89.7 NPR News for the first time. So give today at WOSU.org or make a gift when you call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And remember, there are limited tickets available for this. So get your call in early. Show your support and show it at whatever level you can. If you can't manage that level right now, we understand that. We just want you to become a member of 89.7 NPR News at any level you can get. You can become a member. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We end up the tour at Greenlawn at the Hayden Mausoleum.
Well, actually, I was just going to say I can add a little bit more to what the tour is about.
Okay.
Because we're going to be walking, as you said, in one of the oldest sections, which does seem to have a lot of ambiance to it. We'll put it that way. But in my mind, this tour, and Randy Rogers, the executive director of Greenlawn, will be with us. And he is as much a nut about history as Tom and I are. Mm-hmm. So he's always fun to work with, and he's got great stories. And the advantage of Randy is also, as you're doing something at twilight, is that the things that go bump in the night may very well be the fact that twilight's coming on and the wildlife comes out.
Yeah.
So don't overlook the fact there could be hoot owls and deer. And if there are skunks, do let us, the rest of us, know so we can all move the other way. So it has that sort of quality about it. But planning a tour for people who are members of WOSU is, in my mind, like planning a tour for people who watch Masterpiece Theater all the time. So there are going to be some stories, which I'm trying to convince Randy we can do, that we've never told anyone. And so some are connected perhaps with ghosts, and others are about people who are buried there who no one would suspect the stories there are. So it's a great opportunity to sprinkle in a little bit of literature here and there. It's a little bit of Wilder's Our Town and Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology.
Okay.
And all of that. So I have some prizes also sort of lined up for people who remember things on our little walk around and have a little quiz at the end. Yes, I'm a teacher. Let's clear that up right away.
Yeah, former, but you can't take the teacher out of
right,
the teacher.
Right, right. I'm still going to milk it for all I've got. You know, you're going to walk away being able to spell Thanatopsis. So it's going to be a very different tour, and we may never repeat it again because, as I say, I'm protective as a trustee. I don't think of this is a time of year in which you you play it for the gruesomeness, but you play it for the roots of its romanticism of a rural cemetery and all of that that is entailed in that. And the, as my friend calls it, it's so appropriate, the thinning of a veil. It is in so many cultures the thinning of a veil. So for that night only, the veil may be thinned a little bit thinner than usual.
But only for sustaining members of WOSU.
It's a couple years ago, you're right. I mean, Greenlawn, some of the bumps might be wildlife. It is known for its wildlife, mm-hmm. and particularly its birds. Now we're at the end of the fall migration, but it's still a wonderful place on so many levels. So it'll be kind of just like twilight there. The sun will just be setting when we're done.
Right, right. So we'll have some, I'll have some lanterns and flashlights, and we'll try to stay on the path because I think the grass may be wet. It's supposed to be raining a little earlier in the day.
Right.
And so we're not going to make this a dangerous tour, but there we'll point out some of the things that people don't normally notice, and also, as I say, tell some stories that we normally would not tell.
Do you are cemeteries generally filled with lots of stories? There's some other pretty big cemeteries in town that.
Well, you know what's interesting is I worked with a OSU folklorist many, many years ago. A great guy. He actually ran the video store in the Short North because he could never find a job. So we had plenty of time to talk. And he had really pretty much let on that generally cemeteries are not haunted. This is not the place where people want to roam around.
Hang out, yeah.
And so what's interesting is we believe they are still buried there, even if they're out taking a CODA bus and have another gig somewhere in the city. They seem to be with us and some of them possibly still moving around. But really, it's I think the most haunted places tend to be taverns, restaurants, theaters, places of public accommodation. And then you have other pieces of folklore that say antique shops where there are clothing is a huge draw, that the clothing is still the essence of energy. And Tom and I did do tours in the Greater Antique Mall on South High. And there were a couple nights in a row, because we were there every 24 hours, where we actually saw things that had moved in the displays that normally would not have moved. I don't mean physically moving in front of us, but in a 24-hour period, had changed positions or elements. And generally, those displays don't move around. And It is interesting to think about where you hear the stories.
You guys wrote a book together about historic taverns, and you had a whole chapter devoted to hauntings.
Mm-hmm. And we did a book about historic hotels in Columbus.
Okay.
And there are lots of stories in taverns and hotels. For instance, the Westin downtown, the Great Southern Hotel.
Yeah.
Has lots of different stories. And when Doreen and I do these tours, we meticulously, you know, put together a time schedule. And, you know, this is where we're going to go. This is what we're going to talk about. This is kind of the theme. But almost all the times that we do these ghost stories, you know, we just throw it out the window because unusual things happen and we just kind of roll with it. And one of those was we were telling the story of the Plunging Bride in the Great Southern Hotel. And we had the lights dimmed in the ballroom. We were in the ballroom. And there was this older gentleman that just appeared in the doorway. And he was dressed, it was almost like a vintage uniform that he was wearing. And he started talking to us. And I looked at Doreen for a second. We both kind of looked at each other like, okay, this is kind of strange. You know, is this guy really there?
And there were other people with
him. Yeah, there were other people there.
Right. And it was just kind of... And he was backlighted by the hall. So it was
figure. Just bizarre. So then, you know, he's like, what are you guys doing? And we said, oh, we're part of the Columbus Landmarks Foundation. We're doing, you know, ghost stories mixed with, you know, actual history that we're talking about. It's lots of fun. And he's like, ghost stories? Oh, well, let me tell you, I've worked here for 40 years or however long he said. And there's a ghost that helps me do things. And Doreen and I just looked at each other like, this is just bizarre.
Like, we didn't hire him, folks.
Yeah, really didn't.
So then he was telling us how in the middle of the night when he's moving pianos and stuff, sometimes the ghosts help him move pianos. And there was a time where he was downstairs and all of the sprinklers went off. So he runs upstairs, sees that there's, you know, water everywhere, and he runs downstairs and tells everybody, hey, there's a problem with the ballroom. And then everybody else ran back upstairs and it was bone dry. So he's telling us all these stories, and we're like, well, hell, we don't even have to give the tour.
let's just,
whoever this guy is. And then afterwards, you know, just just because I was concerned that he wasn't real, I went down and made sure that he worked there.
And did he?
He did, okay. Yes.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I think Tom and I try to be careful about if there is something that would be more in the realm of urban legend or mythology, we're pretty clear about it. The Plunging Bride is a good example of that. It's more of a cautionary folk tale that you could probably find in other places where there were sort of ethnic mixed marriages and whatnot, you know, one group suspicious of another. But on the other hand, there were also things that happened. An office is now part of the breakfast room, which had been formerly an apartment owned or lived in by an older woman who's a retired teacher. And this is common for hotels because they were, before a lot of the Social Security and other things, they were, in essence, a senior citizen living downtown. And so she was murdered in the room, never found. And when we were talking about this, actually not on the tour, but with a staff member, she said, "That's my office." And she said, "I come in sometimes, and out of the corner of my eye, I catch a figure that is there in a chair." And she found that more comforting than anything. I'm not sure I would have. But there was also a pretty famous murder in Columbus at the Westin, with Jim Eldredge, who was a speechwriter for Adlai Stevenson. He was known in the Democratic Party. He was quite a political talk show host at the Southern, inviting people in to talk on a show like this in the upper part of the Southern, and was one morning did not come on the air, and the manager, who knew him very well, found that he had been murdered in his apartment. And what I guess I'm getting around to was it was kind of a bit of a cover-up. It was assumed that he had led a double life. Someone knew that he had been arrested in Chicago at various times, homosexuality. This was a big thing in the 70s in terms of accusing people. And so the story is what it is, but it turned up at Greenlawn again because someone actually had an interest in what the story was, pursued it with a Columbus Monthly article, and it turned out that his ashes were stored at Greenlawn, and no one really knew who he was because his friends had sponsored, you know, being able to give him a proper burial, but there would never been a secure place to actually, as a niche, where the ashes would go. So there was a little fundraising done, and he's now properly labeled and marked and has his own spot. So it is odd sometimes how things happen.
And getting back to the Westin staff, so the Plunging Bride story, she did not wear a white dress. So in Victorian era, it was uncommon to have a white dress. They had like blue dresses and pink dresses and all different kinds of colors. Apparently the Plunging Bride that, you know, killed herself on her wedding day by jumping off of the balcony in the ballroom, was wearing this beautiful light blue dress. And the Westin staff, when we've talked to them, at least previous management, I don't know if the current management is open to these kinds of stories, but they would tell us openly that they have guests that would come down and say, "Oh, the bride of that wedding party is just beautiful. That's such an unusual light blue dress." And the staff's like, they say thank you. They don't tell the guests, but they're thinking of themselves. And then afterwards, they tell themselves, you know, yeah, like, well, yeah, she doesn't exist. I don't know what you're looking, you know, what you're seeing or what you're smoking, but they don't exist.
That's Tom Betty. He is lead researcher on the National Register of Historic Places.
No. So Doreen and I, we do everything as a team. So we lead
we're
everything.
Bonded.
So we've done National Register nominations for two buildings together. We've written five books together now. Our newest book just came out about forgotten landmarks of Columbus. And then we do all these tours for the last 15 years or so. So I'm not the lead of anything. I'm okay. Just kind of the co-pilot.
Tom Petty and Doreen Uhassauer of Columbus Landmarks Foundation. They are talking with us today about alleged hauntings in the city of Columbus, and they will lead a tour of Greenlawn Cemetery this week. You're invited to go along if you become a member at the $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our membership drive. Support the in-depth conversations we bring you every day. You only find this kind of news and information on public radio. Support the station at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I want to say thank you to Lainey Cuthbert of Dublin and also Robert Tannehill of Columbus. Show your support right now because this is a very special time to become a member because we have a great thank you gift for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. You get two tickets to take a haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. This event is this Thursday, October 21st, and it's a walking tour of the cemetery. And I'll join you on this event. It'll be perfect for getting you into the Halloween mood. Don't miss this chance. We have a limited number of tickets, so if you want to go, make the gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer and secure your two tickets right now. You'll be spending a fun evening with public radio members and fans of All Sides. Make that gift now. That's two tickets for $150 as a one-time gift. Or come on board for $12.50 a month as a sustainer. Get your tickets now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Jennifer Wilging in Hilliard and Ellen and Lonnie Thompson. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Your donations get you this great thank you gift, tickets to a ghostly walking tour, and your gift also supports the programs you listen to every day. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. You know what's going on in Columbus thanks to the local news coverage from the WOSU news team. You hear in-depth, thoughtful discussion about our community on All Sides with Ann Fisher. And all of this essential local news, news you can trust, is only on the radio thanks to listener contributions. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, we have a limited number of tickets to this haunted tour, so make your gift now. After the tour, each guest will go home with a great WOSU treat, too. So get your tickets now for $12.50 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or text the word GIVE to that number. Thanks to Jennifer Jenkins in Westerville. She says she loves All Sides. Well, we love you right back. I mean, that's what it's all about. Doreen, you, Hessauer, you just said earlier how these aren't ordinary tours because these aren't ordinary
audiences.
Mm-hmm. They're 89.7 NPR News audiences, and that makes them
Very sophisticated.
Very sophisticated, mm-hmm. Very smart, very curious. Mm-hmm. It was a great group we had a few years ago on the tour. They just asked lots of great questions, and they're a lot of fun to talk to.
Right, right. So we're really looking forward to it again. I do want to clarify one thing. We won't be able to go into the Hayden Mausoleum
right.
because it's undergoing restoration. But I think that Randy can certainly give some insights where that progress is going. So people will learn things along with, we hope, having fun and actually being able to appreciate a cemetery that's going on 175 years old very soon. So we're gearing up for that 175th anniversary. We have two humanities grants, a History Fund grant going right now on African-American burials and cultural crossroads. So it's an interesting historic place to be.
Is the Hayden Mausoleum the big white marble?
It's the largest of them. It's near, sometimes it gets confused with the Huntington Chapel, which is at the end of the big drive where
okay.
we meet, which has interments in it. But it is the one right to the south of it that's huge. And when it was being built, in fact, that's a famous architect, Frank Packard, who designed it, who kept being very mum about what he was doing. People on the south end saw trucks going in with all this marble and this stuff at turn of the century building it, and nobody would reveal what it was actually becoming. So how many people are buried there is what is going to be also interesting to people and who they are, because the size of this is huge. But the family story that has it is even more fascinating.
We've been in there before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the restoration is amazing what they've been doing.
Right. And it had four murals that are up at McKay Lodge Conservators in Oberlin, which are spectacular in the sense that nobody thought they would survive because there were leaks, of course, and whatnot, and that they would just crumble into dust. It turns out they were on canvas, and they can be repaired and renovated, and probably we're hoping we'll have a debut when they're done outside of the mausoleum, maybe at the Museum of Art.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting stories.
Yeah. Beautiful place. Join us, 866-897-9678, to get your tickets right now. If you love this show, if you love these kinds of conversations about history, about, you know, kind of our seasonal take on history and hauntings and that veil, thin veil that occurs this time of year between the mortal world and the immortal world, then give us a call and join us on this tour this Thursday. You're listening to listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. And for this hour only, we have a special thank you gift to get you in the mood for Halloween. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. You'll get two tickets for a special haunted tour of Greenlawn Abbey. It's a great time. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer right now. Don't miss this opportunity. We have a limited number of tickets. Make a gift of $12.50 a month, which can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The event is this Thursday, October 21st at 5:30 p.m. It's a twilight Victorian walk among the oldest sections of Greenlawn Cemetery. Hear stories about those who rest there and then go home with a special WOSU treat at the end of the tour. No tricks, just a treat for our members. Make a gift and get two tickets. That is $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive event. The tour will be led by local historians and our guests this hour, Tom Betty and Doreen Uhas-Sauer, and Randy Rogers. He's the executive director of Greenlawn. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know the show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. We ask you to support the station in the amount that works for you. Join us today as a first-time member and support all the programs you listen to. We can give If you can give $12.50 a month, then you get tickets to our haunted tour. Or you can just give any amount and show that you support public radio in Columbus. Give now, don't wait. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Kenneth Klatt in Granville for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Again, the number to call is 866-897-9678. Theaters are known for ghostly apparitions. And I'm wondering, have you ever heard anything about Short North Stage and that old theater that they saved? It's one of my happiest things is that they saved that old theater.
The Shed Theater on Franklin?
It's not the Shed. It's on High Street.
The Garden.
Garden Theater,
Oh, the Garden. Oh, the Garden, yes. The Garden has its own set of stories. Yes, they do. And theaters are fascinating for that reason. I sometimes have had a new appreciation for why they call it a ghost light, you know, that's on all night on the stage. You know, the one light that can light your way through. But because the Garden was I want to say left in a great state of sort of openness because they didn't try to restore everything, that you can see the etchings on the back of some of the woodwork where the people were drawing, and it really is interesting. And there is a great story that I would never be able to tell on the air.
Okay.
While it was still actually secretly a burlesque theater upstairs. And a couple prominent city officials were touring the theater for what could be done and walked in on it, not knowing that that was going on with a pole dancer, and I won't even mention as they almost all fell down the back stairs trying to get out of there. So those are the kinds of stories that do pop up when you're doing local history.
Every time I go on the radio with Doreen, I have no idea what she's going to talk about.
Well, I will give you a teaser then that's a little bit different. It's not scandalous, but for the tour that we're doing for WOSU, and that is there is often asking questions about grave robbing in cemeteries, 19th century cemeteries, yeah. And we all know that this was it, and how the grave robbing sort of started for medical schools and whatnot. So that, by the way, also forms a lot of the stories around the university area because of the medical school and the medical students who lived in the rooming houses around. But putting that aside, Columbus actually had a gang that was operating out of Indianapolis who were robbing graves, and there was talk that they were at Greenlawn. But Greenlawn has a claim that's a little bit different. It actually has a very respected person in the 19th century who was, in effect, a grave robber himself for his own medical specimens. And his family lineage is connected into Columbus and beyond, and is part of Anderson Cooper's story. So there is an interesting thread as to the origin of that family, because Anderson Cooper is, of course, a Vanderbilt.
Right.
And so that will be one of the stories we'll tell. I'm sure that he doesn't know he has a grave robber in his own family.
Well, every family has their black sheep, I suppose.
That's just the kind of thing you're going to hear on Thursday night if you join us for the tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. The number to call is 866-897-9678. We have just about 20 minutes left in the hour, and I want to get 15 more members. We love the new members, too. This is time to join, time to become part of the fold. It feels good to be a member of 89.7 NPR News. It feels good to know that when you listen every day, you're part of the support network that we depend on to make our programming possible. The number to call is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And we're asking you to show your support at any level that's comfortable for you. We really want new members. We want people to cross the threshold from passively listening every day to becoming an active member of 89.7 NPR News. Thank you to Amy Day in Columbus. That means we have 14 to go in the hour. I know we can do it. I know maybe some of you are busily trying to round up that friend you're going to bring on Thursday night, but believe me, you won't have trouble finding somebody to go with you when you get these two tickets to this incredible tour we're going to have for you. Thanks to Amy Day again in Columbus, and thanks to Sue McCone in Gahanna. That means we have 13 to go before the end of the hour, and the number to call is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and you know that your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like On Point, Here and Now, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift. Get two tickets for a special haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. The tour occurs this Thursday, October 21st at 5:30. Go to WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. Tickets for this tour are very limited. You have only just about 16 minutes to go now. Get these tickets now before they're gone. Support All Sides for $12.50 a month and get a great experience. A fun and spooky evening with ghostly sights and ghost stories. Plus, after the tour, everyone receives a special WOS treat to take home. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 877-987-9678. You can text GIVE to that number, too. As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics that reflect the latest news and trends in Central Ohio and beyond. The show is dedicated to providing up-to-date, accurate information that you can trust. We're dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful discussions that go beyond the headlines. Support your public radio station today. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Support All Sides at $12.50 a month and get tickets to the haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. We've done this before. It's a lot of fun, I guarantee you. And it's going to be a nice night out. It's only raining in the morning. It's going to be beautiful on Thursday night. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It is a fun outdoor event just for WOSU members. Spend the evening hanging out with other people who love public radio and hear some spooky stories and see some spooky sights to get you into the proper Halloween mood. I was going to say holiday mood. I don't know about that.
Well, it's around the corner.
And your gift helps support the future of public radio in Columbus. It's a win-win when you become a member of 89.7 NPR News. Give at 866-897-9678 or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. And hurry, this is going to go fast. 866-897-9678. My guests, again, Tom Betty and Doreen Juhas Sauer of the Columbus Landmarks Foundation and our tour guides this coming Thursday. Do many Columbus tales of Columbus hauntings stem from a particular period?
I think they do, but it may not be the reason why is sort of interesting in my mind. I would tend to think that a lot of them do come from sort of the 19th century, possibly early 20th. And part of that may just simply be I don't want to say an imitation, but in a genre that interests people, because most ghost stories can be traced, the interest in them, to various English authors. Obviously, Charles Dickens and William Shakespeare and Oscar Wilde are the ones that lead the pack on that one. And this idea of telling ghost stories, especially English tradition, at Christmas time, which is an odd thing perhaps for us to think about, but it is in a way also the time of people gathering. You think about the past and you think about other loves you had or people you miss or whatnot. So it's very ripe for that kind of mystery that comes about. Charles Lamb was another one who wrote about the ghost children. That there is that literary tradition that goes through it. But the other reason, too, is that the mortality rate is unbelievable. And, you know, just the number of children who never lived to be past the age of 5 or 6. There's one marker in Greenlawn in which there are a German family, and there are 7 children listed, and 5 of them never made it past the age of 6. So it is that sense of wanting to hang on to them, to believe that they're there. And I think that's what makes some of these stories so poignant. We have cholera and smallpox. And Randy is now discovering that there are also some people who were buried there from the Ohio penitentiary system. We have the 1913 flood victims. They're the Franklin County Orphans Home. The Franklin County and the City of Columbus both bought land at various times during the Depression for paupers' fields. So between, you know, you get all of these stories, it seems as though it's a way that we reconcile that the cemetery movement, the rural cemetery movement, was a way to think of death as natural. It's okay. It's natural. And what's interesting is it's coming back in the interest in green burials, where people don't want to be in a casket. They would like to just be consumed again by earth. It's different than people who wish to be cremated and sometimes look into that and think, no, actually, that's air pollution, you know, quite honestly. So it becomes a discussion we can still have today about that shift in American Protestant thought, which really brought about the rural cemetery movement. And And a cemetery, you know, you expected all of these rich cats in Columbus who were the movers and shakers who could afford the big monuments and whatnot. That adds to that sort of ambiance. Mm-hmm. But then it very quickly in Columbus, like other places, becomes a public cemetery. We've at the North Market Graveyard, and by the way, more are coming. It's estimated that there may be as many as 600 remains still around the North Market area when they start building that 31-story tower.
Wow.
So we have...
That just made Tom's eye twitch.
Yes, I don't think, I don't think I told him that purposely. But you know, we live with these things around us. All cities do.
Right.
And how we treat that is part of our civility. And I think that's what makes even a walk at twilight a very much of an eye-opener. It had nothing to do with ghosts. It can just be about thinking about philosophy and life, which gets us back to the kinds of listeners that you have on this show.
Exactly. There's so many stories to tell. It's not all spooky. There are just really, really interesting stories to tell and share. Thanks to Jennifer Brickner York in Columbus and Linda Lobau in Columbus. That means we have 11 to go before the end of the hour, and we are right at about 10 minutes left in the hour. So 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Support all sides at $12.50 a month and get tickets to the Haunted Tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. This is a beautiful cemetery, an old place. It's been around for a long time, and it probably has lots of stories from that region that way predate when it became a cemetery because of its location. Support all sides at $12.50 a month and get tickets to the Haunted Tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is going to be a fun outdoor event just for WOSU members. Spend the evening hanging out with other people who love public radio and hear some spooky stories and see some spooky sights to get you into the proper Halloween mood. I'm going to be there with my producer Marcus Charleston, and along with our tour guides, Doreen Uhasauer and Tom Betty, who are with us today. You can ask them questions. They're going to be telling us stories and taking us on a walking tour. It's a lot of fun. And your gift, by the way, helps support the future of public radio in Columbus. It's a win-win. Become a member at 89.7 NPR News. Give it 866-897-9678 or text the word give to 866-897-9678. Thanks to Julie Todd in Columbus. That means we have 10 to go. If you want to go on this tour, remember it's for two tickets, which is a great deal. And what fun to call up your friend and say, hey, you want to do something fun. I mean, get out. It's going to be outdoors, so it's safe. It's going to be a beautiful night, I'm predicting. If it's not, then it'll just be all the spookier. So if you're into that, give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher often. If you do, then you know we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. From the news of the day to long-term trends, you're going to hear about it on this show. And our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens in public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to you, Dorothea Smith in Columbus. Dorothea says that this station and All Sides has kept her sane. Well, yay. I mean, it's kind of kept me sane, too, having a job and being able to go into work like I have every day. I've been one of the lucky ones. I didn't have any interruption. We just kept the show going all the way through because that's what we do. We plow ahead because that's... we're essential. The 89.7 NPR News is essential to a lot of people. It's important. It's the first thing they listen to every day. So if you're devoted to the station in that way, maybe $12.50 a month doesn't fit your budget right now. We're asking you to join and just become a member at whatever level is comfortable for you. We understand everybody has the first time. If the first time is less than that, we understand. Just join the team. Join the station. Become a member right now. And remember that no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. There is power behind your gift to the station. Your gift is combined with thousands of other gifts. And all those gifts together make a very powerful voice. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You're running out of time to get these tickets because it's a limited number, and it's this Thursday. There's real fast turnaround on it because of the timing of our membership drive this year. So get the call in right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We want you to become a member of our station. We know that it'll make you feel better. You are going to feel better knowing that you're a part of the power of 89.7 NPR News. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have 9 to go, and it's just about little over 5 minutes left in the hour, and 9 to go. 866-897-9678. There are ghost hunting stories on some of the cable channels, and I'm wondering if you know if they've ever visited Columbus or if it's ever been a topic.
Yeah, unfortunately, Doreen and I were on one of them.
Oh. Okay.
Which was just an experience. I'll just share this story because Doreen doesn't like to talk about it. So
I'm just tired of hearing about it.
The Dead Files on the channel, the Travel Channel.
Okay.
And they were doing a whole bit on the jury room, which it has lots of different stories to it. And the late and great Mark Dempsey did a fantastic job, and we miss him very much.
Yes.
So they interviewed me in the library, and they heavily edited what I said and made me sound like, you know, somebody that didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, the horror of it all.
But they also wanted to interview Doreen at Greenlawn Cemetery. And so in the show, when we watched the show in horror the first time.
I've never seen it.
I was like, all right, well, you know, it's okay. I'm at the library. And then the guy's driving around. It's the premise of the show is there's a homicide detective and this medium that speaks to people and sees things. So he got done talking to me, and he's driving around Columbus, and he says, well, this lady wanted me to meet her in a cemetery. And then the next shot is this long shot of Doreen, you know, walking towards the camera like she's just hanging out at the cemetery.
And Doreen has a vision problem. So walking on grass in a cemetery by herself, usually I'm looking for the gopher hole.
So they set up the shot as Doreen just likes to hang out in the cemetery. Oh, come meet me at the cemetery and I'll tell you stories. And it was just hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
I'm going to check this out. Thanks to Edward Cares in Carroll, Ohio, and also E. Gable in Delaware. That means we have 7 to go in just about 3 minutes. I would love for you to meet Doreen and Tom. They co-authored a new book. It's called Historic Columbus Tavern. This isn't the new one, but they've co-authored 5 books together about the history of Columbus. They are incredibly knowledgeable. They have more stories than we'll ever have enough time for. But you can meet them in person. Tom Betty and Doreen Uhas-Sauer of Columbus Landmarks Foundation. They are experienced tour guides. They have a million stories. Join us on Thursday, October 21st at 5:30. All you need is a membership of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, and you get 2 tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. And, you know, after all the pandemic and everything, this is going to be the first time we'll be getting together, and I'm really looking forward to seeing our members out there. The tour is this Thursday, October 21st, and it's a twilight walking tour. Just the sound of that gives me the willies. You and a guest will walk in the oldest section of Greenlawn Cemetery, hearing stories of those who rest there and hear the ghostly stories of those who may still wander elsewhere. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global and local. Thanks to Patrick Sherman of Grove City. That means we have six to go in just about a minute and a half. Tom Betty and Doreen Neuhaus-Sauer, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you. It's good to be back.
And I'll see you on Thursday. It's great to have you back here. 866 897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Anyone who attends the tour will go home with a special WOSU treat at the end of the night, too. We have a limited number of tickets available for this tour, so make your gift now. Secure your spot. This is listener-supported public radio. We cannot bring you this show without listener support. The news is important, but it's also vital to take a break from the news, and that's what we've been doing today. We're talking about ghostly things with Halloween just around the corner. It's been a lot of fun. It always is with these two, and we're having them back soon because that's what we do. We have these kinds of conversations on a regular basis. This isn't just a membership drive event. This is something that we do every day. Thanks to Mara Castricone in Columbus. That means we have five to go in just about 30 seconds. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Again, 866-897-9678. Your donation gets you this great thank you gift, the haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Join us, and thank you for your support. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.